Hello, welcome to your new favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is November's recap, and usually I have something witty to say, but to be honest, I'm barely making it through. Yeah. We are surviving, but not thriving. So, yeah, let's talk about what we're drinking. Heather?
I actually stopped on my way home from work, and I got a hot white peppermint mocha from Starbucks.
I've been doing all the peppermint mochas lately.
I usually do the caramel brulee, and that's been like my sweet spot. I actually haven't even gotten the sugar cookie yet. I've just been doing the caramel brulee because it's just so good. I just love it so much. But I wanted to mix it up today. So I got the white chocolate peppermint mocha, which is delicious.
Yeah, I got the peppermint mocha creamer and I've been enjoying that. Mm-hmm. Also, this past weekend, I got a new little treat from Starbucks. I got the brown sugar shaken espresso with oat milk. But I swapped some of the syrup for sugar cookie syrup, and then I added gingerbread cold foam. Ooh. It was delicious.
Okay. I'm going to just send me that little recipe so I can
Because I really like the gingerbread cold foam. Because the pumpkin one, I love the pumpkin, but super sweet. This isn't as sweet.
Okay.
So I definitely liked it. I want to try that. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to you. But now they have like 30 different kinds of cold foam.
I know.
I was like, wow, which one do I choose?
I know.
Starbucks just out here trying. I mean, you know, with my $8 drink. It's fine. It was a little treat. I needed it. And we deserve it.
Hell yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. So let's talk about our reads for this past month. Surprisingly, I have a lot, even though I haven't read in like the past week and a half. But the beginning of the month, I was just cranking them.
Soaring
so, through. Yeah. So shall I start?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So my first one of the month was The Return by Rachel Harrison. I apparently am on a mission to read all of Rachel Harrison's books because I was done so dirty by her new book. And I actually really like this one. I haven't been like blown away by any of her books lately, but this one, it's super campy and cheesy, so you can't take it too seriously, but I thought it was so much fun.
Nice.
And the setting is in this weird themed hotel. So I don't know. I want to see it as a cheesy slasher.
I like that.
And then I listened to Lost Boy, The True Story of Captain Hook by Christina Henry. This was my first fairy tale retelling.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to expect, but I really liked it.
Nice.
And it was dark and tense and gory. I was like, this is the kind of fairy tales I'm into. You know,
I was
like
say,
Grimm brothers.
My fairy tale retelling are smutty.
Oh, yes. That's so true. Yours are smutty.
Totally
mine are
different. Dark. True.
Wow. Say it's us without saying it's us.
I know.
But she also has a retelling of Alice in Wonderland. So I have that on my Libby on hold because
there you go.
I love Alice in Wonderland. So excited about that one. And then my next read was for our book club, The Sorority Murder by Allison Brennan. I hated this. Everyone in book club hated this.
I DNF'd
so much. Heather didn't even finish it. I had to give her a rundown of what happened.
I don't get much free time. So when I have it, I want to enjoy what I'm reading.
Oh, 100%. If this wasn't for book club, I never would have finished it. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of something good to say, but I couldn't. All of it. The writing style, the plot line, it was just not executed well. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is just not just a me problem.
No, definitely not.
Everyone was in agreement. Mm-hmm. And then my next book was An Arc from the author, which it just came out like a couple days before this episode will come out. But anyway, so it's called The Substitute by David McElroy. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I feel I like I sleep on it. These arcs. Yeah. It was so good. So it's about this teacher who takes a week off work, and she comes back to find that some other woman has infiltrated her classroom and starts infiltrating her whole life, and no one even knows who the original teacher is. Like, that's she's very, just being edged out of her life.
That's very Black Mirror-esque.
Yes, and it's my worst nightmare. I don't know why. I know it's an irrational fear, but it's terrifying. And I definitely had a few issues with, like, the pacing and, you know, like, just some little things. But overall, I really liked it. I thought it was scary. I thought it was well-written. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I was like, because you never really know. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
You don't.
And then I also had a DNF this month. I DNF'd Witches by Brenda Lozano. I was so excited for this one because it's supposed to be like this feminist story about witches and, you know, like fighting for each other and having each other's backs and blah, blah. I got 25% of the way in and nothing had happened. Mm. It was just all this really detailed family tree that was so confusing and complicated, and I just couldn't follow it. So I tried to push through, but I was like, this is not worth it. So unfortunate, but we don't waste time on books.
No.
That aren't worth it. Then I read Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver. This book was actually recommended by my therapist, and it won a Pulitzer Prize.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is this someone is this something like a retelling?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. It's basically this coming of age story that's focused on like the broken foster system, drug addiction, poverty. It's super sad. It makes you feel a lot of things, but there's a ton of character development. There's all these themes of like survival and friendship, and it's just really well written. Mm-hmm. And just sad. Like, it's just like a gut punch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a heavy one. Yeah. I need to read something light. Well, my pick for... I did end up getting a book for November. I know I wasn't going to, but I ended up getting the fantasy one. It's called A Teller of Small Fortunes. And everyone said it's like this cozy fantasy book. So I was like, I could use that right now.
There you go.
So maybe I'll read that next.
Fall into that.
Yeah. I have two more somehow. I listened to The Hitchcock Hotel by Stephanie Robel, maybe. This was a letdown. I was really excited to read it for the Hitchcock references and the nostalgic horror feel, but it was just not very good. The characters were all insufferable. Like, I couldn't stand a single one of them.
Yeah,
and I didn't like the twist.
Disappointing.
I know. But I mean, I still had a really good month. Like, that was that one and the, okay, maybe I didn't. I did. I liked all my books, but I did have a DNF and a one star. Okay. So.
All right. You're like in the middle.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But my favorite read was A Certain Hunger by Chelsea G. Summers. I know for a fact this book will not be for everyone, but it is perfect for a true crime feminist girly like me. The main character is a literal man-eater, and she basically details all of her sexual exploits and her murders. And at the end, you're rooting for her, even though she is in no way justified in her
Love
actions.
That.
It is the perfect story if you have some female rage, which we all do.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah.
Nice.
So it was an overall good month.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad. All right. So tell us about your reads.
I actually had a really good month too, aside from the DNF of the sorority murders. For book club, I tried very hard. And then I was like, I can try no more. I'm throwing in the towel. I know. So because I read a book and the next day I forget what it was about, I tried to like write down keywords to help trigger things for me.
Okay.
Because like I literally feel like I come on these wrap ups and I'm like, what was the book about that I read? I can't remember.
The book that I loved and gave 5 stars.
I know. But anyways, the first book that I read was All the Missing Girls by Megan Miranda. Have you read this one?
No, I have it, but I have not read it.
This was actually her debut.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know that. Yeah, this was her first one, which is, I gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
I actually really liked it. It's kind of like a murder mystery, but not like a kitschy murder mystery. It's kind of like a serious one. And the timeline is really fun. So the book starts fun. I say the fun, like it's not fun, but you know what I mean? It starts on day one and then it jumps to day 14 and goes backwards back to day one.
Okay.
So the big stuff happens on like day one, day two, but you can't. So from day 14 back, you're trying to decipher like what's happening and what was the catalyst that all these people are kind of trying to, you know, what the story, main story is about. So it was really, really good. I really liked it.
Okay.
I definitely recommend. I do like her stuff. I've read a few of her books so far.
So I feel like she's consistent.
She is. She's pretty consistent. So I did enjoy this one. I listened to Mad Honey by Jodi Picco and Jennifer Boylan. So this I gave 4 stars. Also very, very good. The basis of the story is basically, you don't find out until mid-book, but the main girl is transgender and she gets murdered and the boyfriend is the main suspect. And so then the basis, obviously, for the murder is trans panic.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So the story itself is very, very heartbreaking, obviously, mm-hmm. for multiple reasons. And it's just really strongly written. And, you know, the entirety of the story, you really have to come to terms with whether or not the boyfriend, like, did kill her or not. I won't give anything away because I think you haven't read this yet, right?
Mm-mm.
I want you to read it because it's really, really good. So I don't want to, like, I don't want to give anything away. But I definitely, definitely recommend this one. I know a lot of people kind of seem to, they didn't like that it was about, like, a transgender girl getting murdered. And it was kind of, like, you know, the typical. But I feel like the way that the story was written, it's not, I don't want to say it's educational, but I learned a lot of things listening to this book that I didn't know about, like the trans community and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I appreciated that.
Yeah, I like that. I just added it to my...
Oh, God. I have like a tie. I only read 2 more books, but they were both like my best reads. I know. So the first one's called Phantasma by Kaylee Smith. This was all over like Goodreads and Bookstagram, and I had a break where I didn't have a book on Libby, so I like went on my Kindle Unlimited and it showed up. I'm like, all right, let me just read this. It was so good. It's like a dark fantasy slash horror romance with so much fucking spice. Like, it's just so,
that sounds like a lot.
I don't know how to describe it. The main character is a necromancer. And she goes to Phantasma, which is like this big ass mansion that just pops up in random cities. Mm-hmm. And it's run by devils. And you enter and you have to go through 9 levels of hell. So it's like greed, lust. You have to go through all these levels. And you either get killed or you forfeit or you win. Only one person can win. And it's like, it's like a video game. Yeah, and it really creeped me out because the walls, like, bleed. It's like September House, yeah, but, like, creepier and more gory, actually, to be honest.
Wow, I kind of want to read this.
There's a scene where the main characters are having sex and blood is just raining down on them and they just don't stop.
Wow, that's so, like, hostile, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really, really good. There's actually going to be a second one about the sister, who's not a necromancer. But yeah, it was really good. I was so surprised because, like, I didn't know what it was about. And mm-hmm. I just saw it all over the place. So I was like, all right, like, let me read it. And I really, really liked it.
Okay.
And then my other best read was another fantasy. A few months ago, I had read One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. This is the duology. So 2 Twisted Crowns. This was the second. I am so upset that it's not continuing. It's literally only a duology, and I'm just sad because it was so good and I want more from the story. She's definitely going to be, I want to read like all her books because this was just so, so, so good. Like, the perfect duology. I'm not even, you know, because this book kind of focuses on a secondary character from the first book. And I feel like sometimes that can be kind of written weird, but it was just, it flowed so well. You're rooting for the guy, for like, you know, the underdog and everything. And just a really, really well-written book.
That sounds good too.
Yeah. Yeah. So fantasy came up on top for me this month.
Okay. I love to see it. What about, do you have any upcoming releases?
No, but I don't think, I feel like the end of the year, nothing really comes out.
Yeah, everything I saw was mostly, there were a lot of romances, but they were definitely like kitschy ones, you know?
There's been a lot of Christmas ones that came out.
Yeah. When I was looking at an upcoming release list, they had a new graphic novel from Dave Pilkey, who created Captain Underpants. Did you read those when you were younger?
I did not.
Oh my gosh.
I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, I loved them. They're so good. And I was scrolling through and I saw the graphic and I was like, oh, that has to be Captain Underpants because it's just like his signature style. But it's a different, it's like a different series or whatever that's new. But it's so weird because I don't know if he's like come out with anything since then, but it's specific to his style.
And is it kids
centered? Yeah. I think it's like probably older kids.
Yeah.
Not like teenagers, no, but like, you know, I don't really remember when I read it, but I do remember loving it. No idea what it was about. It's called freaking Captain Underpants. I don't fucking know. But yeah, I know that we have like a bunch for next year, but I didn't really see anything for December.
That post on Instagram that like listed, and there's so many authors that I love coming out with new books that I didn't
I know. I just off the top of my head, I know that I'm super excited for Ashley Winstead's new book.
Yeah, me too.
But that's not until March. So, and there were a bunch of other ones on that list too. So I'm excited, but I don't need any new books for right now.
No, but will I get some? Of course.
Yes.
Because this weekend is the Black Friday sale at Book Garden.
Oh no. Yeah, I already ordered some stuff from Thrift Books. But I went to my favorite thrift store in Florida and got 4 books. Yeah, so it's my bookshelf is not looking good because everything is like double stacked at this point. Like,
I know.
What are we doing here?
I had to reorganize my bookcase so I could decorate for Christmas. And then Eric also did too. And he actually is getting rid of like a whole series that he doesn't want anymore. So we have like actually have a nice bag to bring to Book
Garden. Wow. Mm-hmm. Good for him for actually getting rid of books.
I know.
I put like 1 book on Pango Books for every like 6 that I read. And then I read the library books and I'm like, oh, I can't even mark this off my list. This isn't helping anybody. But anyway, that's a whole nother problem. Anyhoozle, so let's talk about TV. I don't really have much to talk about. I started Anonymous on Peacock. Have you seen this on there?
Was this a game show?
Well, I thought it was like a real game show, like The Weakest Link vibes. Uh-huh. But it's not.
Oh.
It's like if The Circle and Traitors made a baby, this would be the TV show.
But it's scripted?
No. Oh. It is a reality like game show.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a game show in like they're all playing the game at one time. Like they're living together.
Okay.
And then like every day someone gets eliminated. But the only reason I started watching it is because X from Big Brother's on it, Xavier. And also Sandra's daughter is on it.
Oh. I'm interested in that one. I remember seeing promos for it and then I forgot about it. Yeah.
I think I watched like 4 episodes so far. It is good. It's just kind of, it feels like a knockoff of The Circle. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still like it. Yeah. So it's definitely worth watching.
Okay.
And then I've been watching House of Villains and I know you're not watching it.
I'm not.
But it is
sorry.
So fucking good. Like me and Eric love it. And I just have to say Tiffany Pollard, AKA New York, makes this show. Like every episode we're like, if New York wasn't here, we would not be here.
Okay.
But also, okay, do you remember Victoria from Matt James' season?
Yes.
So she's on it.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that.
She is insufferable.
I bet she is, because she was insufferable on Matt James' season of The Bachelor. Oh my
god, she's horrible. And I'm just like, and everyone hates her. It's rough. But anyway, eventually you will watch it.
I will. Because
it's so good. And then we've been watching Survivor. Okay, people are saying that it's the best season of the new era. Do you think this?
No, because I listened to Tyson's podcast, and mm-hmm. they brought that I've up, actually. I've seen
other people say it, too.
He just brought it up on this past episode he did with Kelly. And I don't think it's the best season ever of this era. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And even Drew said it, too, when he was on last week. Yeah, I was like, really?
I don't understand why. Is it because they got out? I don't even know.
Because I even feel like all the blindsides have been kind of expected. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I definitely don't think it. I mean, I think it's a good season. I'm enjoying watching it, but I definitely don't think it's the best. It's definitely
a good season, but the gameplay isn't, like, shockingly good to me. It's just kind of, like, average.
And I'm not obsessed with any of the people on it. Mm-mm. And then I also got sucked into a new Housewives. Now I'm watching Salt Lake City. I don't know. That's my background show.
I know. I was like, you need something that's stupid mm-hmm. to clear your head a little bit.
And it's been helping because the screaming and the pettiness. Mm-hmm. So much fun. What TV have you been watching?
I've also been watching Survivor. Tonight is the finale of Dancing with the Stars, and I'm hoping that Joey's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also following the Jen Tran, Sasha Farber timeline of them possibly dating, and I'm mm-hmm. praying to God it's true because I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, this season of Dancing with the Stars, I think, is probably the most talked about in the sense that there's just so much happening.
That's 100%.
It's never this enmeshed. Like, yeah. You never, it's so, but it's just so good. And Joey is so good. I love him. Oh my God.
And even Ilona, I've been watching all of her.
I know. So, like, TikToks when we finish up here, stuff. I'm going to go watch it because I can start it from, like, whenever. Because it's on Disney Plus. So I'm excited for that. I watched The Voice.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg is a judge this season, and I'm obsessed with him. Like, he's literally amazing. I can't. So
he's so funny.
I know. So this season's pretty good. There's only 2 more weeks left. It seems like it went by very, very fast. Crime Scene Kitchen came back for season 3.
I love that show.
Eric and I were not aware because Hulu didn't tell me. And Hulu usually tells me when a show that I've watched is mm-hmm. coming back. It just showed up in, like, the feed at the top, like, newly added or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on? And it has the whole entire season. It's been on since, like, September.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I hadn't seen it either. And Eric was like,
what? So we started that. Mm-hmm. We're only a couple episodes in. Because that's literally, I think, Eric's favorite show. Mm-hmm. He likes trying to figure
really
out.
It is really good. I like it.
He likes trying to figure out what the dessert is. So that one was really good. I watched Hot Frosty on Netflix. One of the first.
Is that the one with Chad Michael Murray?
No.
Okay.
I started that one and then I was really tired. So I put a pin in it. So I'm going to circle back to that one. Hot Frosty has the girl from Mean Girls.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey Chabert or something. Whatever it is.
I've seen that on the interwebs. Oh my God.
Like, it was, it's so dumb, but it was so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually really, it was so, it was very cute and quirky.
Mm-hmm.
So I do recommend it.
Okay.
And then I have a new favorite TV show.
This is a big claim.
Because listen, I have to set the scene. I'm on TikTok. I'm on the talk. And this TikTok comes up for the show called Rivals. And I'm so intrigued. Like, the chemistry that I can feel through my phone screen of like this montage that someone made. And they're like saying it's like the next like Bridgerton. So I was like, all right. I was like, let me watch this. For starters, it's like a Hulu show, but it's on Disney Plus. Like, it's through, they're all, you know how like they're like affiliated, mm-hmm. but for whatever reason, Disney Plus is the one that's like pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's British. The show opens up with a sex scene. Like, I'm just like, Disney.
Okay. Disney, what are you doing?
It is so fucking good. Like, it's only 8 episodes. I binged it in like a week. I texted all my friends. I was like, I need someone to watch this, please, that so I could like talk to someone about it, because there's like a slow burn.
Well, you didn't text me, Heather.
Because it's not really your kind of show.
No, it's not. But I kind of want to watch it.
Please do. No, it has like David Tennant in it from Doctor Who.
Okay.
It has Aidan Turner. The main guy, I had actually never seen him in anything, but I really like him. And so it's like a slow burn age gap relationship. And that's not even the whole basis of the show. But what's so cool, it takes place in the 80s. It's based off of a book series that was written in the 80s.
Okay.
By a UK author. So it's Rivals by Jilly Cooper.
Okay.
I immediately want to read these books. I go on Amazon. You can't even get them.
Really?
I don't know if it's because it's like a UK book, but if I want to get it, it's going to cost me like $30.
Oh my goodness.
And they're thick. Yeah. They're like thick paperbacks, like mass market paperbacks. Like, the first book was called Riders, mm-hmm. and it was, like, 900 pages.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Rivals was, like, 700 pages. And they're going to have, like, a season two.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, honestly, I would actually love for you to watch it, because it was okay. Just so, so good. There is so much goddamn sex. So much sex. Like, it's, like, insane. And then there's this couple that, for the first time ever, and everyone is in agreement on TikTok that you're ever rooting for an affair to happen. And that's all I'm going to say, because you're going to figure it out immediately.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's just so good.
You're really selling this.
I want to rewatch it.
Pay you for advertisements.
I want to rewatch it. Like, it was just... But the whole reason why I started watching is because there was this slow burn age gap relationship. And it truly is slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is, like, so much more... I actually kind of went into it thinking that was going to be, like, what the whole show is about. It's not. Like, there's actually so much happening. It's so well done. Yeah.
I love British TV.
Me too. Oh, my God. I really, really do. I feel like nothing... They just do so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they just... It's always, like, so...
Especially for scripted.
And it's always, like, their shows are always sexual, but in such, like, a classy way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of, like, the sex scenes felt, like, dirty or anything.
Yeah.
It's just always... So well done.
God, wow. Okay.
I know.
I gotta go see this. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched Twisters, the new one.
Oh my God. I haven't watched it yet. Was it good?
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
I know. I need to watch.
I really liked it. I watched it with my mom and sister in Florida. And there's actually like a storyline where I'm like, did the original Twisters really have a storyline, or were they just chasing a twister? But yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
I'm like dying to watch it.
Eric know this. Didn't like it. Yeah. Eric didn't like it because there were no flying cows. Spoiler alert. And he's like, well, that's the whole point of the first Twister movie. And I was like, is it?
Yeah, anyway. I love Eric.
It's like those cows. And then we watched Terrifier 2.
Mm.
And this is going to sound weird, but it was the first time I had laughed in a couple days, because I was having a rough week, and I was cackling at the Terrifier 2, which sounds weird. And you know what?
It does.
It is what it is. Very gory. Very ridiculous. And then I'm like, okay. And Eric's like, oh, I liked it. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We're going to see the third one. It was only in like one or two theaters. And the last day, by the time this comes out, it'll be out of theaters. And they said it's moving to streaming for Thanksgiving. So we're going to wait until it's on streaming.
Okay.
But there's just something about seeing a horror movie in the theaters. It's so much better, you know? So much scarier. But anyway, whatever. I'll watch it from home with my popcorn and my PJs. Other than that, how about podcasts? Anything new and exciting?
No, because I've actually been fairly busy at work, and that's mainly when I listen. So I've just been trying to catch up on Armchair Expert, listening to the Survivor podcast. I have started Pod Save America.
That's what I was going to say too.
Because I'm trying to keep myself knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And I haven't listened to today's yet, but I listened to the rest since the presidency happened. And I really like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm learning so much.
And I really like, I also started listening to it too. I like that they focus on what we should really be worrying mm-hmm. about. Like, mm-hmm. let's not get distracted by the headlines. Here's what we should really fear from these nominees that Trump is putting up. And spoiler alert, there's a lot that we should fear and be afraid of. Let's not get into it. Anywho, but it's a really great podcast. I think mm-hmm. it's really well done.
And they're like so, it's so tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I feel like you can do a political podcast and it can come off really like condescending.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, there's a, like your word is right and everyone else is wrong.
Right. Well, and they are obviously very liberal, but they have no problem saying mm-hmm. this is what the Democrats are doing mm-hmm. wrong. This is why we lost the yep. election. This is, you know, like they have no problem pointing out mm-hmm. where the faults are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely like it. I think it's just the whole approach, because it is all from like a liberal lens, obviously.
Funny side note. We were listening last Sunday. We went to my mom's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were listening to the whatever the most recent podcast had come out. And it was kind of about, they were talking about the cabinet choices that mm-hmm. he had made so far. And they were talking about RFK Jr. and the raw milk. And I'm like, me and Eric are like disgusted. We're like, we would never.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to sitting at my mom's house. My dad brings up, he's like, yeah, what about raw milk? And I'm just like, no. And I just can't even look at him. I ignore him because like I was not getting into like anything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I heard him and my sister's fiance talking a little bit about Trump, but I immediately left the room because that's not mm-hmm. what I'm here for. But I was like, no, like, no.
Besides the fact that like people just hear it and they're like, oh yeah, raw milk. Like, have you looked at the studies? Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
No.
Oh my God. And to be honest, the worst part is that he's not even the scariest choice.
No. But like, I'm just happy so far. Not, well, happy is like said loosely about the whole like Matt Gaetz
being oh my God.
Taken yeah. down. But
yeah, but even that, I'm like, I want to be excited, but.
But my fave is that he's paying girls for sex through Venmo. Like, bro. What a
dumb idiot.
These men are so, oh God.
I because can't. they're untouchable, which he is, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disgusting.
Yep.
God, I'm so.
But yeah, so that's basically it for me for podcasts. I haven't really, I actually cleaned out my library and unfollowed a bunch of shows because
okay I need to do this too
because my feed is kind of stressing me out and overwhelming, and I see all these episodes and I'm like, oh my God, I listen to all these podcasts but I'm not really listening, and I what am I doing? So mm-hmm. I only kept the main ones that I listen to
mm-hmm.
and I will maybe listen to episodes of ones that people recommend instead of just trying to like follow all these different shows.
Yeah, because even the ones that I used to be super into, especially mm-hmm. like the true crime ones.
I do listen to one called Momwell, which is a mom podcast that mm-hmm. I actually very, I highly recommend. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I haven't been super into podcasts because whenever I'm listening to something, I'm usually listening to a book.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do have a catch-up corner, kind Ooh. Of. So since we covered The Weight of Blood. Mm. And discussed a lot of these Carrie adaptations. There's actually a new one, weird timing, being developed for Amazon. And oh. Mike Flanagan is directing.
Oh, fuck.
I know. So I am Pumped. Really excited because I love Mike Flanagan.
I feel like he can did, do no wrong. Like, he does I know. Everything so good.
He did both of the Haunting series. He did the Fall of the House of Usher. Oh, and I mean, I would have wanted to watch this anyway, but when I saw Mike Flanagan, I was like, when? Mm-hmm. I need details. It's still, there's not even any information. It's still like, you know, in the come ups and in the works. It was like yeah. just announced recently, but I just thought it was weird timing. And I was like, oh, Heather's going to be excited about this too. Cause we love Mike Flanagan.
I don't even like horror, but like, I love Mike Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the extent of the horror that I like.
Yeah. 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 And that's how Carrie will be too. Like, it's not
yeah.
scary. It's just, mm-hmm, it's got mm-hmm. like the paranormal stuff.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And I'll keep an eye out for when we actually get information on it. But we'll see. And, yeah, I don't really have anything else.
No, it's the holiday season. My life is beyond chaotic. So I'm just, like we said, surviving. But not quite thriving. This is what you get.
We are just trying to make it to 2025.
Trying my best. I'm sick again for the 100 millionth time. And of course, it's always the week of a holiday. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't catch a break. So just getting through.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just debating never leaving my house until January 1st. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
I'm making you leave your house multiple times.
I'm literally only leaving to hang out, Heather.
But I'm most excited for Wicked.
Yeah.
And also, we'll be reporting back
on Wicked.
We're going to an adult book fair. So I can report back on that one, too.
So excited about this. We're going to basically the Scholastic Book Fair for adults.
For adults.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll report back and see how it was. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited.
Me too.
We do have things to look forward to. We just have to make it there.
You know, exactly. We'll get through.
Well, that's all we have for you this month. Thank fuck that this month is over.
Oh, show.
If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also, go and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We are on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcalfpod. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye! Bye.